Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yada, bada, huba, langadanga. How's that for? That's a new language. You know, they talk about the language of love, Jay. That's the language of speak. The lungabungas. You ever get the lungabungas?
Doug Steffen.
Yeah, that's it. The special Doug Steffen treatment. Hello! Yep, that's me, Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner here on the 10th of August. We are one-third of the way through the 8th month of the year. Whoopee, 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 whoopee. Let's celebrate something really kind of cool. A veteran of World War II, 98 years old, honored for tricking the Nazis. Remember that line from one of the Indiana Jones movies, Nazis, I hate those guys. Yep, well, this guy hated them, and everybody, the Russians hate the Nazis. You've heard that, right? That's why they went into Kosovo. They're going to get rid of all the Nazis who are left over from World War II or wherever they were. Anyway, so this guy faked everything. There was a ghost army he created. His name is Manny Frockt. F-R-O-C-K-T. He was presented with a Congressional Gold Medal for the U.S. Army veteran's role in deceiving the Nazis with illusions during the Second World War.
This is like so Scooby-Doo-ish, kind of.
It is kind of, right? It's
Scooby-Doo. It's really neat. Inflatable tanks and sound effects, fake radio transmissions.
Sounds like something we do here every day. The Ghost Army. This guy's unit was intentionally placed in a position of harm to be observed as a real unit, to be seen as a real and viable threat meant to draw in the Nazis. And who was their backup to save them from incoming aircraft, from the artillery fire, or from snipers who had approached from every angle? This guy was a selfless worker. Military veteran. It's just kind of a neat thing, and he was proud, he said, to be a part of a very small portion of what we owe. We all, I guess, would say this about how this guy made it through. We were proud of what he did. Manny Frockt Day in Palm Beach County yesterday. All right? Big thank you for those who served, and we're blessed to have Manny Frockt, said the, who said that? The congressman, local congressman. Anyway, it's neat. This kind of thing
to
be still remembered.
He's one of the Ghost Army.
Right. I helped save 15,000, maybe even as many as 30,000 American lives during the war. He said, I faked everything.
Mm-hmm.
Fake airplanes, fake balloons, you name it, we faked it. Anyway, so there are only 10 members of this Ghost Army that are left alive. They had 1,100 members during World War II. So, anyway, it's kind of a cool, I like this kind of a story, right?
So neat.
Yeah. National World War II Museum in New Orleans provides a traveling exhibition of Ghost Army memorabilia. I would like to see this, wouldn't you? Now that we know about it, I never knew about this before.
Why did it take so long for us to find out about it, and why did it take so long for him to be honored?
Well, it's one of those things, it's kind of, remember the Talladega, was it Talladega? Army guys, I think it was Talladega. Anyway, the black unit, nobody knew about them either until the movie. Nobody knew about them. Same kind of thing. So, congratulations anyway. I don't want to make too much out of this, but I think we ought to make a lot out of it as much as we can. Manny Frockt turned 98, member of the Ghost Army. And as Jay said, who knew? Right? Who knew? All right, let's get to some other Who Knew stuff. China has another virus. Here we go. There's a new potentially fatal virus in China. Could trigger another epidemic. Okay, let's have a lot of fear. It's called the Langya Hinapapa virus or something close to that. You want to try? It's called Langya, I guess. 35 people have it.
Hennepavirus? Langia Hennepavirus?
Hennepavirus. What's the
Hennepavirus? But it doesn't sound like something. It sounds like something that a dog could possibly get.
Mm-hmm. None of the patients have died or even have a serious, they're not seriously sick. It's a virus that hasn't affected human beings at all. So,
until just now,
there are
unknowns
here. Apparently, according to some experts, I put that in quotation marks, some it could do some serious damage. Hennepavirus, I guess it's in that class.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty high fatality rate.
What is the one thing that dogs get that's like kennel cough? Is it the
Yeah.
Something that gets the key and ends the virus and the bird.
Yep, it is. You're right about that. This is something that looks pretty familiar. Fever, headache, cough, fatigue. So let's see what the New England Journal of Medicine says about it. It says the infected patients had a history of being in contact with animals. However, it's now possible the virus has already been transmitted from human to human. So more good news from our friends in China, who are still... I started this conversation yesterday, and I didn't go as far with it as I wanted to. The number of concerns that I have about food safety, food that originates in China. Who even knew that we were importing food from China? Did you even know that China owns Smithfield Pork? They own it, lock, stock, and barrel, an American company, the largest pork producer in the country. They're also, actually in the world. They also are in the beef business, and they're getting into that. And the chicken, the Chinese trying to take over Purdue, and so here we go with all kinds of things. The Chinese have, because of their industrialization, they have a lot of things that are frequently found in food from China that you wouldn't find even in the United States. And so, is food safety a priority in China? What do you think? No, they don't care. They got all these people over there. They don't have enough food to feed them. What's a few million off, you know, off the reservation? So, anyway, the Chinese say that they hope to incentivize food safety violations. They hope to. They have a government that supposedly, like our government, is protecting the folks who live there. We import 15% of our food supply from China. Did anybody know that? Including 32% of so-called fresh vegetables. 55.
That's questionable. How can something be fresh when it's imported?
It's ridiculous. So anyway, we had in 2011 passed the Food Safety Modernization Act, which allows the FDA to prevent food contamination here in our country. We have all kinds of stringent rules and regulations here on food produced here. But we have all kinds of stuff. The beef that comes in from Argentina and Chile and other South American countries, they never inspect that stuff. You don't know what you're buying, and because there's no label on it, you don't know. You got to wonder, in whose interest is the government running things? Yeah. The farmers that are getting beaten up by the government every 5 seconds because they don't do this or they don't do that. And meanwhile, unless you can check the label to figure out the country of origin, you don't know what you're buying. You don't know at all. And so if you're doing nothing else than thoroughly washing or soaking the produce, I have a friend who's selling all natural organic products, and she has a spray, an organic spray that I put on all of the fruits and veggies that I get, and it cleans out everything, and it doesn't have any chemicals in it. It's all natural. So there you go. That's the report from China. They're at it again. It's 15 past the hour. The Mar-a-Lago situation. You notice I hesitated there. What is the situation?
Yeah, what's it called?
Right, exactly. So who knew what and when after this?
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the driveway basketball hoop, including the base, weighs around 400 pounds. Something you probably do know, there's a windstorm coming. Something you probably don't know, a basketball hoop tipping over can poke a hole in a car roof like a can opener. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working on site.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jay Kirshner and I, and a focus on what's going on. The ex-vice president says he has deep concerns about the search. Mike Pence asked by a reporter, there are a lot of Republicans who weighed in yesterday on the FBI search warrant and the overreach. I'm going to say overreach because I'm trying to figure out what's going on here myself. The Trump thing needs to be settled. We need to figure out what he was involved. So during the day yesterday, there are a lot of tweets, most of them pretty carefully worded from what I can see. But there are, as I said, a lot of Republicans. So did Joe Biden know? Was he aware of this? The answer, according to them, no. I don't know anything. I know nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing.
Allegedly, he was not briefed. But here's the thing. Take away the fact that Joe Biden is active president and that Donald Trump is the former president. Just look at the act of the presidency and or the fact of the presidency. Why is this okay that there is not more information? Why is a sitting president not made aware that this is happening with a former president? Why is allegations of something enough to search? Don't they need more proof? And again, forget that it is Donald Trump for a second. None of this adds up. It just seems like if it were someone else, they would have to go through more of this due process.
Yeah,
but I think that's why it's making it look like such a witch hunt.
If, in fact, yeah, and that's what isn't good for the people who are actually trying to find out what happened on January 6th, because
yeah,
there's a lot of stuff.
The legitimacy of things, because he is
right.
Being accused of removing things from the White House when he left office, removing different documents.
Yep.
But are accusations enough? Where is the proof and the evidence that would give them more reason or reasonable cause to go do this?
Well, if you watch enough Law and Order, you know they have the burden of proof to get search warrants and things like that is pretty high. If, again, the television shows are correct, one wonders sometimes about that. But the allegation here is that the former president was pretty casual about breaking rules and regulations and laws and stuff, and so that's why they went into Mar-a-Lago. They didn't go into his the gold-plated apartment in New York, though, yet, it seems. All right, 21 after, here we are.
I'm about want to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Will COVID have an increased impact because so many people in the hot weather are going inside and staying inside or being with people inside rather than outside?
COVID is an indoor virus, so it just depends on who you're inside with. And if we're all more inside, we might expect a spike in all this.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. One of the real legends of Motown has passed away at the age of 81. Lamont Dozier, the team was Holland. Dozier Holland wrote hundreds, and I mean literally hundreds of hits for Motown groups, including the Supremes, the Four Tops. So let's find out and have a tribute to Lamont Dozier right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
So that, by the way, is not a song that Lamont Dozier had anything to do with what's going on. One of the few. The brothers Brian and Eddie Holland, together with Lamont Dozier, created, and I mean this literally, hundreds. They were really responsible for the major Motown success, the major Motown music. Detroit natives, all of them. They were called the Motown Musketeers. Hundreds of songs that were all hits. I love the stuff they wrote for the Isley Brothers, man. Oh, my God. So here is a tribute in sound to some of the great hits written by, in part, Lamont Dozier.
Well,
there's tons and tons of great music.
In the Name of Love, Baby Love, Sugar Pie, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by
Sugar Pie, Honey.
countless number ones.
Yeah, he in the 70s broke away from the Holland Brothers and did some things on his own for Phil Collins and some other music, but certainly a significant legend and contributor to pop music. Lamont Dozier passing away at the age of 81. It's 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai Motors and Kia have pioneered possibilities for mobility expansion and are now expanding their vision beyond the bounds of Earth and into space. Hyundai and Kia have announced that they signed joint research agreements with six Korean research institutes and formed a consultative body to develop mobility solutions to explore the surfaces of the moon. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples, purchase a travel service and get 20% off the rest of your purchase. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started
N731, in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain products, services, and technology. See staplesconnect.com/services/travel for details.
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Is the recession continuing or is it going to go away? More data to help us understand will be released today. The Consumer Price Index for July drops around 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Tim Michaels, a wealthy businessman endorsed by President Trump, won the Republican primary for Wisconsin governor on Tuesday and will face Democrat Governor Tony Evers in November.
This race has been about getting proper executive leadership in the governor's mansion and a great governor to serve the people of Wisconsin.
The Internal Revenue Service must hand over President Trump's tax records to a House committee. A federal appeals court ruled on Tuesday, dismissing a long-running legal battle to block tax officials. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, described the order as a victory. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, told Newsmax the Monday raid on President Trump's Florida home was cleared by the intelligence community that has gotten every single decision wrong since President Biden started running the show.
We don't just want to probe the Department of Justice and the FBI. We want to actually reform the FBI. There have been too many instances like this with the intelligence community. Huge failures. For example, the intelligence community led Congress to believe that the Afghanistan government would fight the Taliban, and we all saw they never fired a shot. Then the intelligence community led Congress to believe that Ukraine would be like Afghanistan, run off. Now you look, the intelligence community based so much information on the Steele dossier, which we now know was fake. And here we have an instance where the intelligence community, most recently in the last 24 hours, raided the former president of the United States, who's the front runner for president in the next election, and they give nobody any explanation other than there were a few documents missing from the National Archives.
A former Twitter employee was convicted of spying for Saudi Arabia by turning over personal information of platform users who'd use anonymous names to criticize the kingdom and its royal family. Ahmad Abuamo, a U.S. resident born in Egypt, was found guilty of money laundering, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and falsifying records. He faces 10 to 20 years in prison when he's sentenced. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
Natalie Lucas is name. She's in a YMCA pool in Colorado. No experience whatsoever in birthing babies, and why should she, right? At the age of 18?
Yeah, age of 18. It was just a quiet, easy day. I wasn't expecting any big shenanigans to be happening, but one little one had other plans and was like, no, I'm coming into the world right now.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 9:34 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for the 10th of August. Here we are working, what is today? Wednesday. Here's something to start your day off thinking if you are someone who likes to think. It's more, that's obviously, give me my cup of coffee. I can't think until I do that. Nah, okay. I don't need that. And you don't really. You're just using that
just
as a crutch.
Bad energy.
Right, exactly.
Just
Maya
say, don't
Angelou.
Talk to me. I'm not awake yet.
Yeah, is that what you want me not to talk to you?
No, I mean, when people say that, I'm like, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. I can't think. It's like, just tell people don't
silly.
Talk to me. I'm not awake yet. Give me a moment. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with asking for a moment.
Maya Angelou said, if you're always trying to be normal, you'll never know how amazing you can be. What a motivator that is, right? Think about that. Yeah, really, that's very effective stuff. All right, here we are. Before, we were talking about Trump and what Pence said and all of the stuff. This is a witch hunt, yes or no. And then I noticed a comment from Hillary Clinton that was worth a moment. not that you're going to hear anything here that you don't expect to hear, because what do you think Hillary Clinton's going to say? What do you think her response is to the FBI marching to Mar-a-Lago? Right? The more interesting thing, she just talked about all of his many scandals, yada, yada, yada. But what I found more interesting in looking around at what she said is what she was wearing. Have you seen these hats that they're selling for $30?
Her emails?
Yeah. It's kind of like right in your face to the people who didn't like her, right? How many times did Trump bring up when they were running against each other? How many times did Trump bring up, those emails, And how many, the Republicans who say over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, look at those emails. She and her husband were responsible for the death of all those people that didn't like them, so they just killed them. So, Anyway, but
like
the email.
Just petty. Be petty on your own time. Not
Secretary of State. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, well, we have a long list of people who are dead today. Dead and dying. This is not necessarily the best part of the Good Day program, but it is cause for thinking, starting with the four people who were killed in the golf cart collision in Texas. There was a grandfather and two grandchildren among the four who were killed. A niece also who was visiting Galveston for a vacation. The crash happened after a driver accused of being drunk, ran a stop sign, crashed into a pickup truck, which then crashed into the golf cart that was carrying these people. So all of the four of them who were killed, all related except for this one girl. This is a town 30 miles southwest of Houston. Two others in the golf cart were hurt very badly. The driver of the SUV, Miguel Espinoza, charged with four counts of intoxication manslaughter. What do you mean intoxication manslaughter? Murder! He goes to jail for the rest of his life. Not clear whether that he had an attorney who could speak on his behalf. See, this is what drives me nuts. These people that come into this country and they just want to, and whatever it sounds like, it's going to sound like. I have no use. And yesterday, the Biden administration dropped something that was good from the Trump administration, at least in my way of looking at it. Keep the people in Mexico who are trying to come in here. That's what Trump said should be done, and he was right. That is something. Those people, why should we let them in here while they're waiting? They all just like ants in an anthill. They just all spread out. They come into the country and they disappear. You're supposed to come and show up in some court proceeding. How many people even understand that's what they're supposed to do when they come here? Come on. What are we doing to ourselves? What are we allowing to have happen here? And more, there was another, Jennifer was telling me in a conversation I had with her, I think yesterday, another completely intoxicated, illegal, running through the streets of Los Angeles County, kills a couple of people, and in Los Angeles, you have to basically decapitate somebody in order to be arrested for doing anything. It's crazy. And it's so un-American, I think. I think it's an outrage, frankly. All right, here's the next one, Jay. A mother stabs her daughter and then posts the video saying, "I'm done." So a lady in New Orleans stabs and kills her 4-year-old daughter. Jeanine Pettis-Dieu, if that's how you pronounce your name.
Yeah, her 4-year-old daughter died from the injuries. Her 2-year-old son is in critical condition. She posted a video, not of what happened, but saying that her kids are dead, she's done, and authorities believe that it's part of a guardianship dispute where the father of the children were saying that she's mentally unfit and she cannot provide a safe environment for these kids and wanted full custody.
Right,
and
he was right.
And why were these kids not taken to another safe place until they could, until authorities could figure out what was going based on the father's allegations?
Government is so inept, just so corrupt and inept. There's no reason in the world those children should be dead, except for incompetence and corruption. Here's another one. A boy, 7, dead. Father seriously hurt. They were riding their bikes, and a truck ran over them. And the driver's been arrested. Okay, yeah.
Another
in Washington State. Yeah.
Incident.
Another one. How many of these? This is like first-degree manslaughter. That was the charge. I just don't think that's strong enough, frankly. It doesn't, when you go to jail, how many of these trials do you even hear about what the outcome is? And how is whatever that's done to these people, whatever they do, whatever the sentence is, how does that become a deterrent? Nobody thinks about deterrence when they're driving like this. Nobody's thinking about anything except themselves. So, anyway, 9-year-old boy shoots a 15-year-old boy. Here we go. This is going to give me a headache. I got a toothache.
Yeah, the 15-year-old girl was killed by accident. It was a bunch of neighborhood kids. And
where does the gun come from? Why is there a gun?
It came from a female family member who, get this, has a position of an armed guard, works somewhere as an armed guard. So it's her job to carry a gun and still didn't even know to have the gun locked away and stored more
properly. So where was the gun? Sitting on a table? It was just there, right? Mm. Yeah, just there.
He was playing with the gun. It accidentally discharged. Shot the
playing with the gun.
He dropped the gun.
She goes to jail for the rest of her life.
She should. Well, this was to discuss the North Carolina school district, who is going to have different guns and weapons, and a lot of people are for this in case an active shooting situation happens at the school. A lot of people are against it. And there is one gun advocate, but safe gun advocacy expert, who is saying, while this may be a good idea, it doesn't get to the cause of the problem, which is legal gun-abiding citizens who are not being competent in putting their guns away properly. It's the lack of ownership responsibility, the lack of people taking these classes or sitting in sessions to learn how to be more responsible gun owners, and in some places where there's not even a waiting period or a background check.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? America in 2022. Pretty amazing. Here's the story of a 37-year-old fellow who died in what's described as a tragic accident. He was walking at the beach, and the sand dune upon which he was walking collapsed.
Yeah, he was there to take pictures of the sunset.
Right. And he just got swallowed up by
alive.
Yeah, by the sand dune. I don't know what you can do about that. That's like a sinkhole or something.
But that also goes to say, like, again, with the whole wrong place, wrong time, just...
Yeah.
You never know. There,
your time.
Out by different things, in death, by cancers or illnesses. But then also there are things where it's just bad place, bad, wrong place, mm-hmm. wrong time.
Yeah, right. Okay. No, it's not okay, but... Jesus. All right, we got one more of these. And then we're done with this stuff. And this has to do with the shooting of the Muslims in Albuquerque. Apparently it was an Afghanistani who killed these guys. So it would
Muslim
be...
himself.
Yeah, Muslim himself. Yeah, exactly. So a lot of people thought it was a hate crime at first because of the trail left. But anyway, he's the suspect, Muhammad Syed, taken into custody after a traffic stop 100 miles away from where these men were ambushed. So why? What is there about him and what he presented 100 miles away that made police suspicious? And then after you look at that, what are the motives? That didn't seem to come out in any of these.
Yeah, that's what they're looking at. And there's something about even something as possible as a wedding. And they're seeing if it's the fact that his daughter, he's one type of Muslim, and his daughter married a different type of Muslim.
Yeah.
That was the situation with it. But there's
the Sunnis and the Shiites and all of that stuff.
Yeah, exactly why, what his relationship is with the victims and what the victims' relationships were with the other victims.
Religion is ridiculous. How does this kind of stuff make your life better? I always say that under the circumstances, if you believe in something strongly, it may be a religion, it may be some whatever it is, then that's cool to acknowledge it. But what is there in any religion that you think teaches you to do this sort of thing? Where does that come from? There's nothing in the Quran that would make you think that like the Bible. I mean, look at any of these books, the Torah, that are supposedly the guidelines for given religions. There's nothing in, you can interpret stuff any way you want to. I don't see anything in the Muslim religion that, in terms of the tutorials, that would make you think that they're teaching people to be as they are with regard to Allah. But yet, there's a lot of interpretation. That's where does all this stuff come from? It's like the Catholics. When I was taking catechism, I was dating a girl who was a Catholic, so I wanted to know about the Catholic Church. First thing I read was that the Catholic Church is the one true religion, and God only recognizes you if you belong to the Catholic Church, or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. Nonsense. And yet that's what they teach people. So basically you're dissing every other religion and other people who believe in those religions in favor of you believing in whatever the Catholic Church teaches you. And if you don't believe in it, then you go to hell. Okay. No, thanks. I'm taking a pass on that. Anyway, so I think we've given everybody as much death and deterrence as we want to, so let's move on. Actually, let's talk about something that's really good, really healthy, really cool. In fact, that's what Calitrin is. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that comes from an American company. It's all made here. The formula was put together by a doctor and his nurses to keep you in shape. Once you lose the weight, the natural way to keep it off is take Calitrin every night before you go to bed. It's very, very cool. I've been on it. I just like it because it's good for my joints. Lots of collagen in it. You get the 90-day free deal. Go to the website, toploss.com, use the checkout code Doug, get all that free material and lose that weight, keep it off.
Progressive presents, don't do it yourself.
Okay, simple enough, just gotta get in there with my screwdriver. Do you mind handing me my screwdriver?
Are you trying to say screwdriver?
Well, I mean, you're saying it weird, but yeah, sure.
Look, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big and pay someone to install this for us so you don't have to pretend you can.
I know my way around a screwdriver. Oh, yeah, this is gonna take a Philippe's head for sure.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another.
To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's time for Farm Food and Family News and Discussions. Today we celebrate, this is the healthiest thing about today, Jay, National S'mores Day. I didn't know what a s'more was till a couple of years ago. My sister couldn't believe it.
We had a cookout. How is that possible?
I never got them all put together, but today on National S'mores Day, you can salivate a bit. Those of you who like to put marshmallows together with chocolate and graham crackers and all that stuff, how often do you have a campfire and you do this, Jay? Come on, fess up.
I don't have a sweet tooth, so I'm not a s'mores fan.
Ah,
but okay. I have never been to a bonfire or a fire pit gathering where people were not doing it.
Really? Huh.
It's very popular.
Goes back to, the Girl Scouts actually and the Boy Scouts started doing this quite a long time ago. The idea of, I didn't realize this, that graham crackers were invented by a minister named Sylvester Graham. He didn't like processed wheat. I understand that. So that's where graham crackers. Graham crackers are really quite good for you. And I actually like them with some marmalade or something between. They're really yummy. And so anyway, and then it became a campground kind of thing. And as I said, Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts do this. How many people still today have memories of cooking out on the fire, maybe as a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout, and having your first s'mores? Mm-hmm. I was 72 before I had my first s'mores. My sister, as I said,
so you remember it well.
Believe it, I do, because of all of the hoorah that came connected to it. In a moment, the future of olive oil here on the Good Day program right after this.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Okay, so who uses olive oil to cook? I do.
Love olive oil.
Very good. Get the good stuff. So because of the heat wave, the prices are going to go up by 25%, it looks like. Now, most of the olive oil comes from Spain, although there are some domestic producers in California. But I think you're, what do they call it, extra virgin olive oil. That's the best. And there are some, the Spanish, the Portuguese, the Italians, that really know how to do it. But all those big supermarket chains are telling people that you're going to expect to have prices that are up by 25%. And that's, the people in Europe don't like it. Let's see, who else? Well, I don't know if there's any other places. No place in Asia that they really grow these. As I said, we got a few of them here in America. But the prices, but you still should be cooking with it. This is, you shouldn't be cooking with any of the stuff like, there are so many things that are wrong with using some of these synthetic oils. The stuff that's in them. It's really, it's, you want to plug up your pores, help yourself, but it's a recipe for death and disaster using some of those oils. And I wouldn't use anything but really good olive oil to cook with. Every once in a while I have a grilled cheese sandwich with tomato this time of year. Yum! That's, you know, you use the, you use that, and so be prepared, however. That's the bottom line, to pay more. Story of a farm in Pennsylvania that stopped producing milk. Family farm, 180 years in the business. Knob Farm in Grampian, Pennsylvania, and no longer is going to milk. This year, the rising rates of inflation, the farm was in a pinch, like a lot of other farms. And so the owner just, I guess, to get hurt, and one of the, we heard him, so he had to sell the dairy cows.
Yeah.
This is a story being repeated over and over and over again in our country because we've let Big Ag take over. George Bush started all of this, so you can thank him for the mess in the milk business. It's 59 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.